Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jessica Flandro. Whether wading in a shallow inlet or sailing along the shoreline in full flight, the great blue heron is a majestic sight. Found in marshes, wet meadows, sheltered inlets, and along the edges of lakes and rivers, the heron is a familiar sight across North America. With an abundance of native habitats and a plentiful supply of food, the Quad Cities is home to many of these wading birds, which may be spotted perched close to river paths seemingly without fear. As the largest of the heron species, the blue heron stands 4 feet tall with a 6-foot wingspan. Gray, with the blue tint that gives the bird its name, the great blue heron is long and slender with black shoulder patches, a black and white striped face, and elongated bill. Elegant and graceful, the birds are commonly seen standing motionless in search of prey. Once spotted, their beaks flash out lightning quick to snatch up any unsuspecting passersby. Herons are extremely adaptable and can survive in many habitats, subsisting on a diet ranging from fish, amphibians, and invertebrates to small mammals and even other birds. The herons are solitary, coming together in colonies only to breed. The birds build their nests high in the trees and fashion them out of sticks into platforms where they incubate 3 to 5 eggs over the course of 25 to 29 days. Both the male and the female care for their young, but unlike some bird species, the nest bond lasts only for one season. Locally, the Milan Bottoms, which consists of the largest stretch of floodplain forest and marsh along the upper Mississippi River in Illinois, act as a large rookery for hundreds of nesting pairs. While herons are abundant and widespread, they are threatened by habitat disturbance and predators. Disruptions during the breeding season may lead to nest failure or abandonment. Noise pollution and habitat loss due to construction and clear-cutting are serious concerns. Protect the herons by respecting the suggested 1,000-foot buffer zone around nesting colonies and by supporting conservation and restoration of their native habitat and nesting sites.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.